Eagle 97.7 with Petch and Amy, and a good friend of the show back in with us this morning from Special Olympics Delaware, John Busby. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
John, you commented this morning on we were talking about your life advice, and your life advice was your marriage advice was send your wife and kids to Florida for spring break. Do you regret telling us that?
Five straight years I've done that.
See, you get your own spring break then.
Exactly.
And it's funny because from the last time we saw John a few weeks ago to now, you look refreshed.
He's tanner,
Sleeping well. I sleep well.
There's a tan. There's not so many wrinkles.
I highly recommend it.
Special Olympics Delaware. You guys are so active. You always have something going on. Now, your next event, Sunday, April 17th. It's the 10th annual Ride to the Tide. If somebody has no idea what Ride to the Tide is, what is it?
It's a 55-mile police-escorted motorcycle ride. And from what I've told in the world of motorcycle rides, when you can be involved in one that's police-escorted, that's ideal. Because that means once you start, you don't stop until you get to the end. And so it really is a neat event. A couple firsts this year. There's only one starting location, and that's going to be at Rommel Harley-Davidson in Smyrna.
Okay.
And then there's the end location is the same as it's always been, down at Jake's Seafood House in Rehoboth, where all the bikers and the riders will be treated to a free lunch by Jake's Seafood. 1,000 bikers is where we're putting a cap on it. We had more than 900 last year.
Wow.
And what the organization, the Blue Knights, who organized the event, decided is, you know, we want to make this ride continue to be fun and be a good time. And once you start getting more than 1,000 bikes, then it really, you know, it becomes where it's not quite as much fun because of just the enormity of it.
Yeah, now we're about 2.5 weeks away from it. Is there still room for people to get in?
There is. I checked this morning on my way down with our folks back in the office. We are over the 500 bike mark.
Okay.
And so now here's the key. Tomorrow, April 1st, is the last day you can pre-register for the $25 for the biker and the $20 for the rider. And then the prices, they only jump up $5. But the key is you can order your souvenir t-shirt ahead of time now.
Okay.
Once that April 1st deadline goes by, you can't order that t-shirt anymore. You got to hope there's some left over.
So where can they register if they want to pre-register?
Go to the website, SODE.org, and all the information is right there.
Are you a biker, John?
I am not a biker. I'm a pedal biker. And not a fast one at that.
See, I'm like that. I don't think
you'll
be
in the police escort.
Yeah, maybe.
You'll see John. He'll be sitting on the back of a police bike.
That's right.
I also, you're a huge basketball fan.
I am.
So let's get your March Madness picks for this weekend. We have the Villanova Wildcats versus Oklahoma Sooners and North Carolina Tar Heels, Syracuse Orange.
Well, the local in me is rooting for Villanova.
Okay.
Dante DiVincenzo is on that team. He played at Sally's. I broadcast several of his games. And we actually have two Delaware players. Trevor Cooney is playing for Sanford. I actually coached him as a baseball coach way back when he was a kid. He's one of the starters for Syracuse. So I'm kind of pulling for those two teams.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can beat North Carolina.
Okay.
But here's the advantage Syracuse has. Here's your little water cooler tip for the day. They play in this cavernous stadium where the Texans play. Syracuse plays in the Carrier Dome, which is also a cavernous football stadium. And so a lot of times in the sport of basketball, especially in big games like this, it comes down to free throw shooting and three-point shooting. And that is very, very difficult to do in these places because of the depth perception. Big difference when you're only looking in 15 or 20 rows behind the backboard and then this huge cavernous thing.
Something you don't think about because obviously the court itself is not changing, but what a big factor. All right, so there you go. If that affects your March Madness picks, you can certainly take into consideration what John had to say. And also, if you want to get involved in the 10th annual Ride to the Tide, sign up now. SODE.org. John, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great time on that cruise next week.
Oh, I'm not coming back.